Bob Dahlstrom started KidsNet, a Jacksonville internet company, in Tallahassee in 1998.
I was full-time faculty at Florida State University, and my wife was full-time faculty at FAMU. Did a business presentation and raised some funding, and needed to move to a larger city where there was more talent, so that's why we moved to Jacksonville.
KidsNet was a filter service. Parents could buy the service to screen what websites their kids could access.
This was back in the early days of the internet, so dial-up was prevalent. Broadband hadn't really started yet. AOL was the big provider. Back then, the filters were really poor. They would block a lot of sites that shouldn't be blocked. They would let through a lot of sites that shouldn't. So I came up with a different way to make parental controls a little better.
Although the service worked well, its business model was flawed.
KidsNet was built to provide to internet service providers, the different companies that had the dial-ups back then. But it became quickly apparent that there was not much money in that.
That's because parents wanted filtering as a free service from their internet provider. And the thousands of internet providers to whom Bob sold his filtering were selling to or made extinct by the cable and telephone companies. So he pivoted.
We added business filtering. Businesses obviously will pay money to keep employees from inappropriate websites because it reduces their liability. We changed the name of the company to Blueprint Data. And we changed our model so we provide this to the security companies that they'd embedded into their product that they then sell to businesses.
And that's how Bob Dahlstrom became a global businessman who works from his home in San Marco. People are often surprised when they hear about Jacksonville's status as a tech center, and Bob's business is an example of how that happened.
The business is international. I mean, I've traveled all over the world. We have companies all around the world. There are no companies in Jacksonville that I would sell to, and very few companies in Florida. Jacksonville is just more or less a base of operation.
Working from that base is Bob. The rest of the employees are dispersed across the planet.
It's one of those businesses that if you have a laptop and a cell phone, you can work from anywhere. The employees are all independent contractors. For example, a large part of the database work is done overseas and it's contracted out, so we just manage that relationship.
Bob travels extensively to manage those relationships.
Singapore, India, Malaysia, Brazil, Europe. Very fun.
Bob Dahlstrom's plan is to retire in a few years and move on to his next project. That project has nothing to do with the internet.
I hope to be working in a nonprofit with an idea I have involving mangoes.
He's not talking about virtual mangoes either, or virtual lives.
I read a story recently about a village in India. When girls are born, there's the dowry that has to be paid. There's a preference for boys. So there's some infanticide. What this one community spontaneously did was anytime a girl was born, they would plant 4 mango trees. By the time the girl turned age to be married, those trees would be bearing fruit and the fruit would be enough to pay the dowry. When I retire in 10 years from now, I would like to be involved in some sort of charitable organization that takes that seed that's only happening that I know of in one little tiny place in India and grow that.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.